No, we're not worthy. We're not worthy. But God's great love is so unfathomable that in spite of ourselves, He loves us. He so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son, Jesus, so that whoever believes in Him, should not perish but have everlasting life. Dear one, God didn't send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hey there, my friend. This is Anthony Sluzes, and you're listening to Your Place of Grace podcast. I am so thankful that you've taken time out of your busy day or evening to invest your spiritual lives in this little 15 to 20 minute podcast. I pray that what we teach here is a blessing to you and of great benefit. Today we're talking about the freedom of forgiveness. We continue in the series, which is called The Heart of Forgiveness, or The Forgiving Heart, which is actually the name of one of my books, The Forgiving Heart. Today we're talking about the parable of the lost son and the freeing power, freedom of forgiveness. So turn with me, if you would, to Luke 15 in your Bible or on your device. Luke 15. Beginning at verse 11, we'll read just through verse 20. Then Jesus said, "A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me.' So he divided to them his livelihood. Not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he finally came to himself, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare? And here I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' And he arose, and he came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion. And he ran and fell on his son's neck and kissed him." That's where we'll stop in the story. Again, we're talking about the freeing power of forgiveness. Being just mere human beings, mere mortals, we tend to want to earn our acceptance, don't we? But that brings bondage rather than freedom. We think of ourselves as only worthy to be hired servants. Maybe we've sinned. Maybe we've grievously sinned against God. And then we come to we become so guilty and we beat ourselves up and beat ourselves down. And yes, we really do rationalize in our own faulty human logic that even if I come back to God, even if I do repent, I'm only worthy to be just a hired servant, just a nothing before God. Maybe I can earn my way back into God's good grace. Oh, loved one, God thinks otherwise. In this message today, in this podcast, we're looking at the true meaning of freedom and acceptance that enables us to accept our position as sons and daughters of the King. Freedom, true freedom, is when you can truly accept that you are a son or daughter of the living God and can live from that identity. Self-acceptance is when you believe that God has called you to be his son or daughter. If we cannot accept this, then we will be living a life less than what God intends. We need to learn to love ourselves as a son or daughter, not because of our talents, gifts, or intelligence, but because the love, the grace, the mercy of God is so great. When we look at the prodigal son, we realize that he really, really messed up. He had sinned against God. He was not prepared to be received back as a son. He no longer felt worthy to be called a son. And dear one, that was his error. That was a mistake. He was finally restored to prestigious status, a son that held office. And his loving father would have it no other way. Praise God. We always, maybe not always, we often want to earn God's goodness. We want to feel worthy. Dear one, we will never be worthy. We just won't. We'll never be worthy. Sinful man, standing before an all-holy and all-righteous God, we will never be worthy. However, Almighty God refuses to accept us back as a hired servant. No, he will only accept us as sons and daughters, fully restored. Hallelujah! Praise God! Galatians 4, verse 6 is our foundation for freedom, where the Bible says, "And because you are sons, and because you are daughters, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father." Now, the closest English word that we have to Abba is Papa or Daddy. Praise God. Abba, Father, Papa God. See, dear one, like the prodigal son, we tend to approach God with a sense of unworthiness. We are satisfied with just being a hired servant, a hired hand. We do not know how to receive the magnificent and generous love and acceptance of our Heavenly Father. God, however, refuses to accept us as anything less than fully restored sons and daughters. Praise God. We must accept this, or we will not fully enter into the life God has for us. Oh, my friend, our glorious, loving Heavenly Father wants us to experience freedom in every facet of life, freedom and self-acceptance that comes from knowing we are sons and daughters of the living God. He wants us to experience freedom and self-acceptance that comes from receiving Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, Jesus who hung on the cross, bled and died for us, bearing our sin, our shame, our punishment, bearing the hell that you and I deserved. No, we're not worthy. We're not worthy. But God's great love is so unfathomable that in spite of ourselves, He loves us. He so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son, Jesus, so that whoever believes in Him, should not perish but have everlasting life. Dear one, God didn't send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Praise God. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Oh, my friend, listen, I can identify with what some of you may be feeling right now. You may be thinking, man, Tony, I love this, but this sounds just too good to be true. You don't know what I've done, man. You don't know what kind of filth I've been involved in, what kind of sins I've committed. Oh, dear one, I felt the same way. Back in 1987 to 1988, I wondered, I really did. I wondered if God could ever accept somebody like me. If He could ever accept somebody as sinful and as debauched, as drug-addled and alcohol-addled, as full as the devil as I could be, how could God accept somebody as dirty as me? But you know what? He did. And all I needed to do was humble myself before Him and cry out to Him. For the first time in my life in 1988, I cried out to God. And I bare my soul before Him. And I bare my heart before Him and cried out to Him and cried out to Jesus. For the first time in my life in 1988, on that day, Jesus Christ and Him crucified became a reality in my own heart. It was no longer some story from my children's Bible from when I was a little Catholic kid. I experienced the love and mercy of Jesus on that day in 1988, and I cried out to Him, and I prayed a prayer which is called the Sinner's Prayer or the Prayer of Salvation. I wasn't just mouthing words. I meant them with all of my being, with all of my heart. Dear one, God can forgive you right now and welcome you into heaven right now as a citizen of heaven and as a son and daughter of God. And all your sins, dear one, can be washed away in a moment's time. It's true. It's true, dear one. The Bible says that today is the day of salvation and that right now is the appointed time. Will you humble yourself before God right now, before Jesus, and accept His free gift of eternal life and forgiveness of sins? You can do it right now. And I will be happy, honored to lead you in a prayer to do just that. Please open your mouth and pray this out loud with all your heart. Repeat after me, dear God in heaven. Yes, pray it with me. Dear God in heaven, I come to you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Please forgive me, Lord, for the way I've lived, and for all the terrible things I've done. Cleanse me from my sin with your precious blood. Wash me, Lord, from all sin and unrighteousness. With my mouth I confess the Lord Jesus. In my heart, I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, and he is alive. In this very moment, I accept Jesus Christ as the Savior of my soul, and I make him the Lord of my life. And according to God's word, which cannot lie, I am washed. I am cleansed. I am forgiven. I am healed. And I am reborn. And I thank you, my God and my Savior, in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Dear one, you have just become a citizen of heaven. Your sins have been washed away by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Dear one, the Bible says if any man or any woman is in Christ, he is a new creation. All those old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Praise God. But listen, that was the first step. You are a citizen of heaven right now, dear one. You're a child of God. Rejoice in that. But that's just the first step to deepen this relationship. You really need to read your Bible every day to know Jesus Christ better. And then talk to God in prayer daily, okay? Talk and get quiet and listen. God will speak to you. Then tell others about Jesus Christ and what he's done for you today. Tell others you're a follower of Christ now. Then worship, fellowship, and serve with other Christians. Find a good local church where God's word is preached, where people love God and each other. And then finally, as Christ's representative in this needy world, you need to demonstrate your new life by your love and concern for others. If you want to learn more, if you have questions about this new Christian walk, contact me through my website, yourplaceofgrace.com, and say, Tony, I have some questions, or I have a prayer request. Dear one, I would be happy to pray with you and send you a word of encouragement and try and answer any questions that you may have about the Bible. But I also want to send you a resource, free of charge, postage paid, to help you get started in this new walk with Christ. Praise God. Oh, the angels of heaven are rejoicing over you right now. Praise God, and so am I. And until we meet again, dear one, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and always have a smiling countenance toward you. And may God grant you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory, laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, family, home, your relationships, and may God grant you the just great, great favor everywhere you step foot. All the days of your long, long life, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.